Apollo 15 Houston, if you have a chance, we'd like to talk to Dave and Jim about this LCG connector problem sometime.
Okay, stand by.
And auto on high gain, please.
Auto.
Two questions we'd like to ask. First one specific, and that is if you noticed anything about the connector between the LCG and the suit when you took it out in order to put the plugs in yesterday afternoon. Was it already out? Was it loose? Was it not locked, or what? And secondly, a general question building up from this, can you tell us anything, any insights you acquired in taking the suits off and looking at the connector, or just in general about what this problem may have been caused by?
Well, I guess our first indication was lack of a good integrity check. As a matter of fact, we couldn't get much more than about 2 suits. And the first, in thinking it over, we thought the only thing it could be would be those connectors, because that was the only semi-open port, even though it should be leaking. And everybody checked their helmet gloves, and they appeared to be locked. So we broke open the helmet gloves, and Jim reached in through my zipper and pulled out the LCG connector and stuck in the plug. And then we re-zipped, or I did, Jim re-zipped me, and we tried another integrity check, and it worked okay. And I guess beyond that, I don't have any explanation for it, other than the only possibility is that the LCG connector was leaking, or that somebody's glove or helmet was leaking, because the suits have been, as you know, very tight all the way through.
Roger, did Jim notice when Jim took off your connector there to put the plug in, did he notice it as being loose, unattached, or not locked? Did he have any, could he tell you that just reaching in with his fingers?
Now, Bob, this is Jim. The lock lock was engaged on that the water connector in Dave's suit.
Okay, copy. And do we understand that Dave's suit was the only one that did not pass the integrity check that first time around?
No, you can't isolate it. The whole suit circuit is the integrity check. It's spacecraft plus 3 suits, so there's no way to tell.
Roger, but on the, what I mean is that you did not put, did you put plugs in Jim's suit too, or just in Dave's suit?
Just in Dave's.
No, only in one suit. But we did go through the operation of taking off helmets and gloves, which also may have been the problem.
Roger, copy that.
In other words, there may have, even though we checked the lock locks on the helmets and gloves, why somebody could have had a cocked one and missed it, these, especially the surface equipment was, had an awful lot of lunar dust on it, and it's sort of hard to work. We're going to get them cleaned up before the EVA, but after 3 runs down there, why the connectors were getting pretty tough to work, even though we did lubricate them.
Roger, copy. I don't think we have anything else, Dave. We noticed you did seem to have some trouble getting a suit integrity check the second time around also, is that right?
We've already cleared that one up.
Yeah, there was a glove that wasn't locked.
Okay, guess I wasn't on the loop, thanks.
It was NBC's turn to televise the splashdown of Apollo 10 in the South Pacific. 2 weeks before, I was one of 19...
I think the suit circuit's tight. I think there just might have been one of those things. Because the last one we ran was real good. The flow dropped down to like 6 or 7 tenths, I guess, and it would have stayed there all day long. I think we've got a good suit loop up there. I'm not worried about that at all. Just a matter of getting all the connectors cleaned up so they all work well, and ensuring that everybody gets a good lock.
All right, Dave, we agree too. It seems to us that that sounds like it was just one of those situations we run a suit integrity check for.
And even in tropical Honolulu, they have freeways and traffic jams.
Right, that's exactly right.
Seem to blow away the smog.